Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-myth.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the Professor here with your final mini-myth for the year. You know, there aren't many myths about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations, but most of us don't give any thought to how the standard Western calendar came about and how we ended up with those celebrations. So I thought we could end the year and look forward to next year with a little perspective on the impermanence of things we often think are eternal. Observations of a new year go back at least as far as the ancient Babylonians. They decided that the first new moon following the vernal equinox, that's the day in the spring, Buzzkillers, when the amount of sunlight and the amount of darkness are equal, that first new moon after the vernal equinox would be celebrated as the start of a new year. They had a huge religious festival lasting 11 days. If there was a new king to be crowned, they did it during that festival, and a sitting king would have his reign symbolically renewed. Calendars across the ancient world were based on lunar and solar cycles, and sometimes they had to make complicated mathematical relations between the two. Things really changed, Buzzkillers, when the Roman calendar became the dominant one in the ancient world. It had 10 months, 304 days, and the new year began on the vernal equinox. But gradually, the Roman calendar would fall out of sync with the sun, and they had to continually make adjustments. So in 46 BC, the famous buzzkiller Julius Caesar added 90 days to the calendar to put it in line with the solar year. He also named January 1st as the first day of the year. January was named after Janus, the Roman god of beginnings and traditions. Janus also had two faces, one looking forward and one looking backward. Roman New Year's celebrations included sacrifices to Janus, exchanging gifts, decorating Roman homes, and attending raucous parties. So you can see the tradition is very, very old in Europe at least. China, of course, also has ancient New Year's celebrations. The traditional Chinese calendar is lunisolar, which works off both the lunar and the solar cycles. That means the Chinese New Year falls between January 21st and April 20th on any given year. Now, Buzzkillers, I think the Chinese have it best when it comes to celebrations. You've seen them in New York, you've seen them in Chinatowns across the country, you've seen them in China itself. Their New Year's celebrations last 15 days and are very, very colorful and festive. Now, back in Europe, after the fall of the Roman Empire, Christian leaders didn't necessarily follow the January 1st date that Julius Caesar had put down. At various times and in various countries, monarchs and church leaders often chose dates they thought were more holy than New Year's Day. More holy than January 1st, that is. These included December 25th, obviously, Jesus' birth, March 25th, which is the Feast of the Annunciation, and even Easter, which was in March or April, depending on the year, depending on the lunar solar thing, right? In 1582, Pope Gregory XIII reestablished January 1st as New Year's Day. Now, he did this when he had his scientists create a new calendar to correct the errors in the Julian calendar. Eventually, of course, the calendar was named after him, the Gregorian calendar, and it's become dominant in the Western world. Observations for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day continued as they had before, mainly celebrating renewal, rebirth, new beginnings, people drinking out the old year, drinking in the new year, and we hope we'll be renewing buzzkilling throughout next year, and maybe even have some new beginnings to the show. Adios, Buzzkillers. Have a great New Year's Eve and a great New Year's Day. Talk to you next year.